Well, here I am in Weimar, and I have the privilege of being here with Paul Edmondson from the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust in Stratford-upon-Avon. And today I'd like to ask him, as a new member of the Deutsche Shakespeare Gesellschaft, how he feels about being the face of Stratford here in Weimar. As we walk along the streets, he's recognised by absolutely everybody who knows him from Stratford, and it seems that everybody in Weimar has been to Stratford. So, Paul, explain your global mission from Stratford.
Well, it's less a global mission and more of a kind of Shakespeare friendliness, I suppose. The Deutsche Shakespeare Gesellschaft is the oldest Shakespeare society in the world. It's also the largest in Europe. And the membership holds Stratford very, very dearly. And for many years, they've been bringing groups to Stratford, courses of students and members of the public. And that's how I've gotten to know many of them, through teaching at the Shakespeare Centre. But I think it's also fair to say that the Deutsche Shakespeare Gesellschaft and Germany more generally has a close connection with Stratford. There have been exchanges of wreaths between Goethe's birthplace in Frankfurt and the Shakespeare birthplace on the various birthdays. There was a delegation from Frankfurt sent to the Stratford Town Hall in the 1860s for the tercentenary 1864 to present the town with this sense of, we in Germany understand your affection for Shakespeare, and we have Goethe, and we have Schiller, and we have Shakespeare. So there's a profound, for me, emotional connection, and it's how I arrive at being able to say I always have a soft spot for German Shakespeareans, because there's this underwritten assumption that there's a kind of civic value, romantic value. And I think Weimar speaks to that very much in the German cultural consciousness. Mm-hmm. It's the home, isn't it, of German romanticism, until they mark that with the death of Schiller.
And was there any hiatus in this great sense of connection between Shakespeare and Goethe and Shakespeare and the German people during the war?
Well, there was, and there was a real break there. But I think, it sounds really trite, but I think that Shakespeare himself kind of transcended that. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of work written about Shakespeare in the First World War and Zoltán Marcus at Vassar College has done a lot of work in this area. He's from Budapest, and I really admire the work he's done in this area and the Second World War. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's these are great questions.
But it would be wonderful to think that great literature can transcend boundaries and be a force for peace in the world. And I think that's never a trite thing to say, no matter how unfashionable it might be in academic circles.
And I think when you recognise it, it's good to celebrate it. It's good also not to take it for granted. It's good to remind yourself that, you know, that recognition which you kindly noticed of the Birthplace Trust, the face of the Birthplace Trust in Weimar, is greatly to be prized for kind of all of the above.
Well, it's been wonderful to meet you here, Paul, and gute Reise when you return to...
Oh, and greetings to the Shakespeare Association of America, since you're its president.
Thank you very much.